Well, aloha, everyone. The beautiful sounds of Makaha Sons, Kaulana Na Pua. Just love that song right now. It's kind of resonating more with me than the Ealae, which I've played before, but whatever is resonating is whatever is resonating. And today is October 24th, 10/24/2020 at here it's 11:30 p.m. And I just wanted to felt like doing a short broadcast here, and we'll see where it goes. I currently have the title. What's the title I have here? What is it? Let's see what this is. So I might add to that title after I finish this. But aloha, everyone, and I hope everyone is doing what they're here to do and what they need to do. And we're kind of in the midst of again continuing the process of going through this process. And the process is kind of, it's just such a new planet right now. This is something that, has been clear to me for some time. You know, this is really, we'll call it this, I'm going to say CV process is, to me, it's about really about resetting and upgrading, maybe up-leveling, the entire planet. And this is happening all over the place. So all I can say is, one day at a time, we sort of hang in there. We continue to do whatever we're here to do. But I think this has given me personally a lot of opportunities to, to see where we are, perhaps, to see who we are, and to embrace what we are here to do. And so, that kind of thing is, I think a lot of people are finding out what's going on, to find out what we are here to be and to do. So, there's a lot of things that go into this, and I continue to have my own challenges with one thing or another here or there. But, even though my latest challenge was a couple days ago, technically yesterday was when I went to Arcidium and they had taken out all the tables. And, all the tables had been, they basically were there, but they blocked it off and they had chairs on top of the table so no one could sit, we couldn't sit there. So, but it wasn't so much my, the event, it's not the event, it was just my expectation was what was being challenged. And that was really what I was, I said a couple things and I just said, I think the word bullshit came in there once, that this closed down again is, again, I know it's basically BS. And I even checked the numbers. One thing I never have done before, check the numbers of how many people were reported, so-and-so and so-and-so, how many cases. Well, according to the Illinois data points that I had got, It looks like both all the cases have gone down in the state of Illinois, and the, quote, number or percentage of people who are basically, we'll call it dying, from the famous CV are also down. And, in fact, it's almost zero. They're almost zero, at least from what I calculated. So it's almost like I want to walk around with a calculator and just say, do you know what's going on? Do you know? But the point is, it says, I cannot remove people's, you know, I'm not here. I can tell you one thing. I am not here to remove people's ignorance. And it's very, you know, whether, and there's a point, I mean, I've had my periods of ignorance, you know, I just didn't know what was going on. We're all finding out how we're all in a major apocalypse right now. And, you know, we're all in a major, you know, unveiling. And so this is what we've really been, many of us, and I know for myself, as doing energy work and that sort of thing, very clearly this is something, the reason I was here, to enable this apocalypse to happen in various ways, opening up portals, opening up energetic block lockdowns. And I know a lot of us have been doing work over the past several years to enable this to happen. So, you know, I am not here to remove people's ignorance, all right? I'm not here to try to remove or to try to, and even to tell them, well, aren't you ignorant? And it's kind of like, I'm still working on this. I'm still working with myself at just accepting things as they are, but knowing that, you know, I mean, yes, accepting the situation as it is, but it's for all of humanity. And I'm not here, I don't like, you know, people know I don't like wearing masks. I will not wear a mask. I did not wear a mask yesterday. However, I'm also not here to force, maybe the better term is to forcibly, you know, to forcibly try to remove people's ignorance. I'm not here to forcibly try to remove people's ignorance. And you know, for me, it's very important to not invade someone's space. And that is, you know, energetic space, as well as, you know, personal space. Oh, everybody's talking about 6 feet. There's no magic thing. 6 feet, 6 feet, or in, you know, whatever the deal is. To me, it's an energetic space. And so all I can do is really work on myself. You know, for me, the major item for, you know, for myself is to work on myself, and, you know, to allow, recognize what's going on, and you know, release the blockages, you know, recognize, release all the blockages that are keeping me down from ascending energetically. So it's kind of like definitely kind of a game, and it's not one that you necessarily have to enjoy, but I think it really helps to enjoy the moments and enjoy the moments and you know, and find items that for myself that help ground my spirit. And so, I don't know. You know, there's no one answer. But I can tell you that, you know, I'm grateful. I still take walks, and I found myself talking with the neighbor pulled up today in his car to talk a little bit and about something, and I was cutting roses. It's not my favorite thing to do, is trimming back rose bushes to, or you know, what's left of the rose bushes, so for winter. So they're covered with a big styrofoam cap. I put leaves inside of it. They're insulation for the winter. Well, it's not my favorite thing to do. And I really was kind of bitching and moaning about it. And not about, yeah, a little bit about this. But then I, you know, found the tools I needed and found the gloves I needed to wear. My dad already had gloves, I'm sure that he wore for this, that are less pokeable by the thorns. But I did realize that, you know, this is not really what I am. This is not really what I enjoy doing. And people can try and convince me that this is what I should like, but I don't. I don't like gardening. I don't really care too much to do a lot of lawn work or garden work. You know, I raked a few leaves today. The thing I like about that is that it kind of uses parts of my body that a lot of times I don't use so much. So, you know, this whole thing, I think, really, I'm sure I'm going through some of this, maybe more, maybe less than other people, but at least, you know, I'm definitely, you know, I've released, you know, any fear of the famous, you know, the famous virus. There's no fear. There's absolutely none. I never had any fear from the beginning. I knew that it wasn't such a, as far as when it came out and when people started closing everything down and making strict rules and things like that. I knew it was kind of a crock of baloney, that this really wasn't that serious. And if you have an immune system, that's another thing. I continually hear these doctors, even the America Frontline doctors. I mean, none of them, when I heard their talks, they're very good talks, and they said, you know, this is really just not the procedure, not the process that should be followed, to closing things down, having people wear masks all the time, that sort of thing. But even they, I don't recall one of them in either of their two summits, which, by the way, are in the previous post, either of their two summits, they never mentioned anything about nutrition, taking care of yourself. Maybe a couple of them did. Shouldn't say that. But most of them just talked about, well, we do have treatments. We do have basically a cure. You know, hydroxychloroquine and zinc and zithromycin and so on and so forth. So the whole thing is such a, I think it's also exposing a lot of things too, that, you know, there's no reason why, you know, these things need to happen. And I'm sure one point after another, one bit at a time after another, people are starting to wake up. And I did meet someone today that, you know, people are waking up. And I can't say I've met a lot of them, but even one of the people I talked to today, it was like, all of a sudden he said, well, you know, I'm kind of wondering if this virus situation and this new lockdown is political, if it's just political. And I can't say I really talked a lot about it, but, you know, I just gave my idea about it, and it's just a one person. But he kind of nodded their head and like, yeah, well, yeah, yeah. And sometimes just waiting and people show up, and I had this happen with a guy who was going to install a water system. We haven't quite got to that yet, but all of a sudden I'm talking with him, and he's just like totally awake. This guy is, you know, I can say red-pilled, but the guy's waked up. And so we shared a lot of things. Now, whether I'm going to get their water or not, system or not, but is another thing. But here we are, and people are definitely waking up. So, you know, to me, it's like, you know, I'm going to say I have nothing to do with that. I have nothing to do with that. And really, to me, that's why I don't consider it my responsibility to wake people up. You know, that's not what I'm here for. People are just almost the people I have talked to. And there's probably now, I would say, three or four who all of a sudden just started talking about something. One person I know lives in another state, and they all of a sudden were just saying, you know, this virus thing and this mask stuff, this is just a bunch of BS. And so we talked from there, and I was like, wow, this I never expected that from that person. They just never really seemed to be too interested in any of this stuff. So that was one thing. And then there was, I mean, this has happened, I would say, now three times. So three or four times. Maybe one more. I'm trying to think of who that was. But people are waking up. You know, this is the Great Awakening. And, you know, it's like people are just going to start seeing this. And that's why it's so, you know, this thing called that many call the Great Awakening. It's, you know, the CV is part of that. And it's really, I don't know whether it was originally, I don't think it was originally planned that way. But this whole CV deal with all the lockdowns and all the stuff, you know, to me, it's like this is the chance to really push this awakening, or kind of to allow this. It's pushing people into an awakening, you know, you know, it's kind of a, it's kind of a thing where, you know, you don't really have to me, it's like. It's more appropriate just to get along and just to be loving to people, you know, be loving and be understanding and to be, or just, you know, just to stay out of people's way. So maybe in the end, it's like, you know, just, be loving as much as possible and be understanding, you know, be kind, which sometimes I don't know how to be. It's kind of like I just want to slam people with these facts, and I want to slam them with the data. And that's not really very, to me, it's definitely not a very loving way to be. And so for right now, I'm just kind of stepping back and allowing this process to play out with various people. You know, it's just, you know, just allowing the whole process to play out. You know, we've got the election, so-called election, you know, whether that's going to happen exactly the way many people think it is, I don't know. But we just kind of allowing the process, I feel like I'm allowing the process to play itself out, and, you know, just allowing the process to play itself, just to play, and just kind of enjoy the show, like many people have said. So, you know, I guess that's about it for today. I'm just kind of making a couple notes here. It's, you know, I did enjoy the video of, I'm just going to say that Sava, pardon me, Charles, Charlie Ward video. I really enjoyed that, and that connected a lot of things. She had more data in there than from the previous video. So, you know, that was a great deal, and enjoyed listening to that and a couple other things. And there was a thing about check back with that post about the you know, the HC Q kits. I thought that was kind of fascinating, that those were being sent out, that can you can receive those from the America's Frontline Doctor Group, according to what she said. So I think we're going to end with that right now. You know, this is really, again, we're each in the perfect place. I guess I'd just like to end on this. You know, we're each in the perfect place where we need to be right now. That's my strong sense. We're each in the perfect location where we need to be to help this process carry through. And whatever we're here to do, in my mind, don't force it. Don't try and push it. I mean, I've tried. I'm not going to say everybody can do what they want to do, but I'm not trying. Right now, I'm just not trying to push it. I'm just taking one step at a time. And I've got things that are coming up, things I need to do, just on the earthly scene, but we're doing the best we know how to do. So, aloha. We'll talk later. And once again, I'm going to end with Kaulana na pua. Aloha. Kaulana na pua o Hawaii. Tupa maho pe o kaaina. Hiki mai ka elele o ka loko ino. Pala pala anu me ka paka. Kaulana na pua.